Good morning. How are you guys this morning? I have a question for you. What is your favorite fruit in the whole world? If you could have any fruit, apples, okay. Peaches, your favorite fruit in the whole world. It's a tough one. You don't have to think that hard about it. What do you really like? If I said you could have any fruit right now, what would you want? You work on that. Let me know how it goes. And you like what? Strained prunes? They're the littlest ones. Apples and peaches. Oh, man, those are good. How do you think apples and peaches get here? Any idea? How do they start? Well, I mean, I know how you get them. Someone goes to the grocery store, right? No? Okay. Wow! You know everything. They get the fruit seed and they put it in the ground and it grows up. And when they put the fruit seed in the ground, does just an apple like appear on the ground?
No, it grows up. It first becomes a little plant.
Okay.
When you give it water and soil, it comes up into a different plant and it grows.
What happened to the hunter that we knew? You are the coolest. You are so right. It grows up into this beautiful tree, doesn't it? And then the apples come out, or the peaches come out, or the strained prunes come out, and watermelon. Oh, and okay, so watermelon. Let's talk about watermelon. Okay, you're right. Strained prunes don't grow. Watermelon, you put the seed on the ground and then what happens? Have you ever seen a watermelon grow? Okay, it's not a watermelon tree. Can you imagine a watermelon tree? Big old watermelons hang. That would be so cool. But no, they grow on a vine and like one or two little watermelon seeds just grows like crazy. It's so cool. And so when the apple tree grows up, how many apples are on it? Just one? A million. And if you had a watermelon vine, you'd think there were a million of them. Because you know, like in the Midwest where I came from, if you grow watermelon, it's like tomatoes. You can't give them away during the season. Right? One little seed can make a million apples. One little peach pit can make 100 fruit. One, just one little measly tiny watermelon seed that you spit out. And next thing you know, there's more watermelon than you can shake a stick at. That's how God's word is. When it falls, do you remember what it took? You said early on, Hunter, you said it took some soil. And what else? And so if you didn't put it in soil, if we just left it here on the ground, what would happen to it? It would die. We'd step on it, get stuck on the bottom of my bare feet and probably get tromped off somewhere. So we got to have
dirt.
Dirt?
Yeah, like soil.
Soil. And what else?
Water.
Water. And what else?
And what
light. Oh, I have no idea. So maybe that's how God's word is. Maybe that's what Jesus was talking about in the gospel today. One little seed of God's word. One word of God's. And suddenly what do you have? A whole church, and then a whole world of churches. Pretty soon, you know, people are using God's word and saying God's word about God's love, planting one little seed, and when it falls into really good soil, wow, it happens. Okay, well, the desert is a whole different sermon. That's 2 weeks from now. We'll talk about the desert. Okay, so I want you here in 2 weeks to talk about the desert. But God's word, Jesus says, can grow like a seed grows into a tree and into a plant. And guess who the fruit is? Who do you think the fruit is of God's word? I want you to think about that and talk about it with your parents. It could be an apple or it could be a Macintosh. You guys, really, I'm not going to tell you. This is one of those sermons where you have to think. So today, by the end of the day, I'm going to ask you who you think or what you think the fruit of God's word might be. Okay? You can go back to your places.